Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, hello, hello, my friend. Welcome back to the final episode for 2023 on the EntreMD podcast. I just want to stop and say, oh my goodness, thank you for being a listener. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing. I'm so grateful that this year we have been able to keep up with providing two high value podcast episodes every single week. And so this is episode 104 for this year. Right? For this year. And I'm beyond, beyond grateful. And because you listen and share and review and subscribe, we still have a show. We still have a top 1% show. We have doctors. I've had doctors reach out to me and say, oh my goodness, because of your podcast, I had the confidence to start a practice. We're 3 months in. We're already profitable, which is so mind-blowing when you think about it. I've had people who are doing great in their jobs and negotiating like bosses. I have people who they're like, yeah, like my parenting is better. My marriage is better. My health is better. My mental health is better just because of the podcast. And I'm just grateful. So I'm grateful for you. Like, thank you. Thank you. And I am collecting gifts. And so if you're listening and you've not left us a review, I want to invite you to head over to Apple and look for the EntreMD podcast there. Leave us a review. I love 5 stars. Okay. Be honest, but I love 4, 5 stars. And just let us know how the podcast has been helping you. This helps us spread the word. This brings more listeners on the podcast and it really helps us to do more to support physicians in their journey as entrepreneurs. And today, what I really want to talk about as I think about this, I want to talk about betting on you. I want to talk about betting on you. Now, this time of the year happens to be the time where I do a lot of thinking, right? A lot of thinking about the year, what happened in the year, what were the wins, what were the lessons, right? Because we either win or we learn. And what I'm going to do, what I want to see next year. And I think about what, and this is really important, I think about what is the prize for what I want next year. Many years ago, I did a post on social media and I said, don't be a shoplifter, okay? And I talked about somebody wanting to go, you know, going into a store saying they wanted these red bottom shoes. They're really nice, but they're $3,000. And they decide, well, I want the shoes, but I don't want to pay for them, okay? And then they decide they're going to take the shoes and leave the store. And I'm like, okay, that is called shoplifting. Right? You're going to be an orange, right? Or you need to put those shoes down. But we do that with our dreams. We look at the dream. We look at the price tag. We decide, I don't want to pay what this is. I don't want to pay the price for this, right? Whatever the price is, but I want the dream, right? And I'm like, don't be a shoplifter. And so I don't want to be a shoplifter, right? So when I look at the dream, like you've heard me talk about like 2024 is all about 10X only. So I'm going to keep my eyes on the 10X vision at all times. I'm going to think like the people who accomplished that 10X vision at all times. And I'm going to take action like the person who accomplishes that 10X vision. So I'm like, I'm holding myself accountable to a much higher standard. And I want this 10X life, like on all sides. It's not just business. And I had to look like, what is the price I have to pay for that? What are the new skills that I need to acquire? What are the new people I need in my life? How does my attitude need to change? How do I need to invest in myself and all of those things? I look at that because I can then say, okay, this is the vision. This is what I need to do to accomplish it. And then I can then decide, do I want to do it or not? Because if I don't want to do it, it means I also don't want the dream, right? I've kind of learned to be brutally honest with myself. I have come to Jesus meetings with myself all the time, okay? So I did this post, right? What if you bet on yourself for a year? So I'm just going to read this here, right? I said, what if you bet on yourself for 1 year? Because this is what a lot of my social media posts, I'm really talking to myself. I'm talking to myself, right? And I'm like, what if you decide to, number one, believe you'll hit your 2024 goals at all times. Like just at all times, have that belief, right? You refuse to do the doubt. Is it working? It's not working. Nothing, but like all of that stuff. Maybe I should just get rid of all of that. And just like 2024, I'm just going to believe. Okay. Number two, think like the person who hits those goals at all times. So my thinking is the same way that kind of person would think. And then number three, act like the person who hits that goal at all times. So I'm believing at all times. I'm thinking at all times. I'm acting at all times. Okay. Then I go on to say, what if you refuse to entertain any self-doubt, procrastination, shrinking back in fear, thoughts of failures, imposter syndrome in 2024? What if you don't? Just take a break. You've entertained these thoughts for decades. Take a year off, okay? And then lots of laughing emojis. What do you think will happen? I'll tell you, 2024 will be a masterpiece. Bet on yourself, right? Bet on yourself. And so I did that because, again, I'm in this season of a whole lot of reflection. And I started thinking about the different ways I need to bet on myself. So the way I choose to, the vision I choose to walk around with, the thoughts I choose to have, the actions I choose to take. And one of the things that I need to bet on myself on is really bet on myself as far as investing in myself goes. I was listening to a friend of mine, and she has a multiple eight-figure net worth. And she had decided to create a new vertical in her business. And she was just talking about this casually, but people's secrets are in their messages, in what they say. And so she said, so we decided to start this vertical. We're really excited about it. So we just found who was the best person to teach us about it, who could coach us on it. We got them on board. We launched it and we're doing great. And it just made me think about people who are ultra successful, how they think. I want to do this new thing. I'm going to find a guide who's going to take me there and I'm going to put in the work and we're going to create magic. Right? And when she said that, I was like, how interesting. I want a new vertical. Who's the person? It was a who question immediately. Who's the person? Who's the guide? Right? And that's the same thing that I do. So at this time of the year, I'm looking at my dreams and all of that, but I'm asking myself, who is the guide who will take me there? Who is the coach who would take me there? And so my husband and I, we're sitting and we're reviewing all of these things. And I'm not telling you to do what I did. But our investment, well, my investment on myself, in myself, my investment, my personal development, in my evolution has been in excess of six figures every year for many years, right? And the reason I do that is because there's somewhere I'm trying to go. There's somewhere I'm trying to go. And I can choose to take the long way. Or I can choose to take the short way. The long way is a lot of trial and error, tons of YouTube videos, tons of blogs, tons of emails that I'm reading, tons of Facebook lives of people that I watch, or I find somebody who is an expert there and I align with them and then they can take me on the shortcuts, right? Because they've been there, done that, they have 10 t-shirts, they've made the mistakes and all of that. And I can do a little bit of a sidebar and tell you how I choose who would be my mentor, right? And this is how I choose. So number one, they have to have done what I'm trying to do. I don't mean the specific business in the specific way, but the result I'm trying to create. So let's say it's a revenue goal. I want to build a $10 million business. Now they may be running a different kind of business from my business, but they have crossed that, right? They've done that. Okay. So they've created the results that I want to create, number one. Number two, they've helped other people create the result, right? Because sometimes people are able to do something, but they're not able to show other people how to do it. But they've helped other people create the result. And number three, they have core values that are aligned with mine, okay? So for instance, place family above business all day, every day, and twice on Sunday. I am not willing to build a business at the expense of my family. I am not. Because at the end of the day, when you talk to people who are older on their deathbed, who are really wealthy, they're not saying, I wish I closed one more contract. They're saying, I wish I fixed the relationship with my daughter. Since I know that's where I'm going, I will pay attention to what will matter then, now. So I'm not willing to do that. And so if somebody's core value is business above everything, then it's going to be hard for me to follow that person because they are leading me somewhere I don't want to go. So that's an example. So that's how I choose, okay? So what am I looking for? Somebody who I don't want to take the long way. I want to take the shorter way. It's still going to require hard work, but it is the shorter way. How do I take that shorter way? I find a guide, somewhere who's been there, done that, has 72,000 t-shirts, and then I follow that person. So I understand I'm going to need that. I understand that And this is one of the reasons I spend that much investing in myself is I don't know what I don't know. You truly do not know what you are capable of. And the problem is because we have physical eyes that can see and we know some things and we've created some results, we think we know everything. We think we know a lot of things, but we don't know what we don't know. Right. And so to be with somebody who's been there, done that, has 10 t-shirts, just being there, it is amazing how it opens your mind up to things that you had never thought of before. And chances are you may never think of it till the day you die, except you put yourself in a different container. So I want to take the shorter way. I want to be exposed to new things that in all my reading and interacting with people and all that, I have not been exposed to. Why? Because the quantum leaps are not in what I know. The quantum leaps in my business are in what I do not know. And it's the same thing with, for instance, the doctors in the Entrepreneurial Business School. Somebody just reported on Fridays, we share wins and all of those things happening in the businesses of the doctors in the school. And this doctor came into the EntreMD Business School. She was told for her specialty that the first 3 years, it will take her 3 years to break even, okay? And so she comes into EBS. She was like, so I was told that it would take us 3 years to break even. And the doctors come out of the woodwork. They're like, excuse you, this is EBS. We don't do that here. This is the EntreMD Business School. We don't do that here. And so they started talking to her about building the business before the business, about marketing, about building referral sources, all of those kind of things. And so she launched her practice earlier this year. And now we're not even at the end of Q4. And she's, oh my goodness, I looked at my books and I tripled my Q3 revenue in Q4. Just think about that, right? Like I tripled it. I tripled it and I've watched her. She's doing the work. She's embracing the uncomfortable things and all of that. Now, this is somebody who could have gone in slow-mo waiting for year three to become profitable. But because she just didn't know what she didn't know. She needed mentorship. She needed to be in a group where there is this group mentorship that is going on as well. And here she is. Here she is. Second quarter in business, like really doing well, right? Okay. Now, I also know that I need a community. And this is one of my secret sauces, my not so secret sauces, because I talk about it a lot. And I build my containers that way. Your environment is so powerful. And when I say environment, I mean the people in your world. It is so powerful. You surviving a big challenge in your business versus not surviving. Sometimes it's just tied to your community. You having a big goal versus you just going with the status quo is a lot. It has a lot to do with the community you surround yourself with. It will change your life. I just want you to think about this, okay? So you're in a room and it's like Atlanta summer, okay? It's 105 degrees outside. And somebody mistakenly put on the heater. Okay. So it is 105 degrees and you're underneath a vent and it's hot air, hot, hot, hot air coming out of that vent, right? There is no way for you to escape the impact of that heat because it's your environment. You're there in the same way. If you can surround yourself with people who are high flyers, who are killing it, who are embracing challenges, who are moving forward in spite of it. If you can put yourself in that environment will help you win. That environment will help you function at a higher level than you'd ever function in by yourself. So there's a tier of the EntreMD Business School called EBS Scale. It's really for our doctors who are at or dangerously close to a million in revenue and are interested in hyper growth. They want to grow their profitability. They want to grow their systems. They want to grow their team. So they end up with a business that is a true asset that they can walk away from and sell if they want. Okay. Now, we had a call and we were reviewing 2023 and it was amazing. There was a common theme. Shockers, right? And everyone was like, this was challenging. This was a challenging year, but I had my biggest wins. A very challenging year, but I crushed my revenue goals. And these are nice goals. And I understand why it was challenging, because we were doing the dirty work, like building the team, adding a management layer to the team, building out the systems, unearthing what is going on with revenue, looking at profit and loss, billers, all of that stuff. Like, we were doing the yucky work. So there were challenges and there were things that happened and all of that, but ended up being like, they're all beaming. And yeah, it was challenging, but it was great. I hit my goals. I crushed my goals. And it's just, and we're saying this and the year is not even over. Now, what makes it easier to go through that? Community. They're so grateful for each other. They're so grateful they have people to lean on. They'll get on the phone with each other. They'll fight for each other. They'll provide resources for each other. They'll give feedback. It's just amazing that you don't have to do that alone. And so I bet on myself. I invested in myself. Why? Because I need to go the short way rather than the long way. Because I don't know what I know, don't know. And I want to know what I don't know. And because I need that community so that I can be a high flyer, so that I can have exponential growth because I'm in the right environment. And so I know this, and this is a reason why I built the EntreMD Business School the way it is. It is a place where we have high value mentorship. I invest in myself so aggressively because I understand that I have the ability to be a lid. I can decide this is as far as you can go and no more. And I refuse to be a lid. I want to shatter glass ceiling after glass ceiling after glass ceiling. So the doctors in my world, the doctors in the EntreMD Business School can see, oh my goodness, look what is available to us. Look what can happen, because they're watching me do this. Like, when I go and I create wins, I come back. I say, okay, guys, this is how I did it. I go and I experience a quantum leap. I come back. I'm like, okay, guys, this is how I did it. They watch me. They watch me. Right. And so I invest because I want them to have access to high level mentorship so they can have shortcuts. I'm constantly thinking, how can I get my people wins faster? How can I shortcut this? What are the things holding them back? What obstacles can I remove from their way? What picture do they need to see so they can get a new vision of what is possible for them? Right. So I want them to have to go the shorter way. I know they don't know what they don't know. And so we create opportunities for them to see what they don't know. And oh my goodness, the community, that's one of the things I'm proudest of that we've built, is a community. We say a community of unicorns doing unicorny things, because it is an amazing group of people, an amazing group of doctors building phenomenal businesses. And they're doing, some of them have small children. Some of them are single parents. Some of them have significant health challenges. Some of them, they're working jobs and still creating these monster wins, right? They're working jobs. Some of them have had really significant setbacks, but they're still getting the job done, right? And we have people who are connected to all kinds of people. They have so many resources. We call the community EBS Commonwealth, because whatever you need is in the room. And if it's not in the room, there's somebody in the room who knows the person who has that thing, right? Like, it's just phenomenal. And so I want to invite you, as this year comes to a close, if you're listening to this when it just goes live, as it's coming to a close, the question I have for you, like, when you look back at 2023, what do you wish you invested in yourself so you could go further, faster? Do you wish you had shortcuts? Did you wish you didn't do it alone? Do you wish that you had support when you had challenges? Did you wish that you expanded your horizon as opposed to just still knowing what you know? If you've said yes to any of those, then it is time. I want to invite you to stop waiting. It is time to make a decision. Back in the day, we could say as physicians, this sucks. I didn't get a business education. Nobody prepared me for this world that we're getting into. That is not a problem anymore, because that is the problem I'm alive to solve. That is a problem I'm alive to solve. And we created a program for you, and it's called the EntreMD Business School. And historically, we just had one tier. We have worked tirelessly to create multiple ways you can interact with the EntreMD Business School. Because if you love this podcast and you get anything out of this podcast, then there is a place for you in the EntreMD Business School, because you can take this and take it to a whole other level. And so we have three tiers. The first tier is the EntreMD Business School Accelerator. And this is a 90-day program. You come in, we work on your 90-day goals. So you're going to craft those. They're going to be in alignments with your yearly goals so that you capture that quarter of the year, right? You capture that quarter, you're doing the work, you have the guidance, you get opportunities to network with other doctors, you get opportunities to meet some doctors as guest speakers who are really crushing it, right? So the idea is just to support you so you can lock in those 90 days and crush your 90-day goals. And after that, you'll be changed forever because you just think about everything differently. Okay, so that's the first tier. The second tier is the OnTrendy Business School Grow, which is the tier everybody knows about. That's our 12-month program. And oh my goodness, it's been going on for 3.5 years. We have doctors who have never left. Like they came in, they've been there from day one, and they're like, I'm never leaving. They actually have their own hashtag, EBS for life. And that's for people who are like, I'm not leaving, I'm not going anywhere. And that's really for you if you are committed to building a 6 and 7, a multiple 7-figure business. And I need the mentorship. I need the accountability. I need the community. You need that. We have that. And we have people who have built 6-figure businesses, 7-figure businesses, multiple 7-figure businesses. And I cannot wait to tell you 8. We're working on it. Okay. But yes, there's a place like that. And even if, and it's not just the networking because we have a full program, but even if it's just to be in the community of these unicorn docs, it is totally worth the investment in the OnTrend Business School. Okay. And then the third tier I talked about earlier, which is EBS Scale. These are for the doctors who have crossed the $1 million mark and they are ready to scale. And scale doesn't mean doing more work. It doesn't mean doing double the work. It means then building in such a way that you are getting more results by doing the same or less, not by doing more, right? So it's all around maximizing profits, building your team, building systems that are sustainable. So you're building a business you can walk away from. You can decide to sell. You can decide to put management in there and be away from it. And there is evidence. And I mean, these doctors are killing it. They are really building business assets. And you get to be in that room. It is a powerful room. Okay. So what do I want you to do? It's very simple. Very, very, very simple. You're going to get on a call on trendy.com/call, and you're going to get on with my team, and they're going to sit with you and see which tier is the best for you, which option is the best for you. And we don't do high pressure sales. We don't do that. Okay. We want to bring in people who are committed, who want to be there, and they know, okay, this is exactly the support that I need. Okay. So fill out the thing, schedule a call, the team will get on with you. They'll help you do that. And don't just go all in on yourself, right? Go all in on yourself for 2024. Don't play. Like, invest in yourself. Get access to the shortcuts. Get access to know what you don't know. Get access to a community, a rockstar elite community. Okay. So schedule the call. And what I want to celebrate with you is a year from now, you say, Dr. Una, I remember your episode on the OnTrend podcast. You told me to bet on me. I bet on me. I came into EBS and oh my goodness, you will not believe what happened. And I'll tell you, of course I will. Tell me all about it. Okay. Well, listen, go share this episode with another doctor in your life. Maybe someone you want, you're like, I'm going to bet on myself. You can bet on yourself. I want to see you in the OnTrend Business School. I want us to work together. That's if you're committed to your goals so we can create magic together. Okay. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. I'll see you on the next episode of the OnTrendy podcast. If you enjoy listening to the OnTrendy podcast, you have to check out the OnTrendy Business School. It's the number one business school for physicians who want to build 6, 7 and multiple 7-figure businesses. You get the coaching, the accountability and the community you need to do the work so you can thrive. To find out if this is your best next step, book a call with my team, OnTrendy.com/call. That's OnTrendy.com/call. I can't wait to celebrate all the wins we can create together.